This is Science Friday. I'm Umair Irfan. And now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. When divorced parents have to make joint decisions about health care for their kids, it requires a careful dance with some negotiation. Even the most collaborative co-parents who share custody won't always agree about everything. That has proven especially true during the COVID-19 pandemic. In family courts across the country, battles have broken out between divorced parents about health decisions for their kids. That's because in many states, decisions about children's health must be made by both parents if custody is shared. If parents don't agree about vaccines or masking, a judge gets involved. Our next guest has been following how this has played out for one Pennsylvania family. She joins us now. Nina Feldman is a journalist based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She reported this story for radio station WHYY in Philadelphia. Welcome to Science Friday, Nina.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You wrote a story about these kinds of conflicts following one family in particular in Pennsylvania. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
That's right. So I spoke with two parents, Heather and Norm, and they've been co-parenting their two kids who are ages 9 and 11 ever since they split up 6 or 7 years ago. Their separation has gone through a range of levels of cordiality. They've had plenty of fights in being separated, but I think up until the pandemic, you know, they had kind of reached an equilibrium where they didn't always agree with each other, but they really wanted to make sure that they didn't disparage one another, and they made sure, above all, their kids knew that each parent loved them, and sometimes we're going to do what mom thinks is best, sometimes we're going to do what dad thinks is best. So when it came time for their kids' age group to be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine, Heather, the mom, for her, it was a no-brainer. And here's how she kind of described why this was going to be an easy choice for her.
I felt like it was the only thing that is available to give us some layer of protection and a sense of control about all of the things that have been uncontrollable for the past 2 years.
And Norm, her ex-husband, had kind of a different approach, a different philosophy on the vaccines, which actually really surprised Heather. I think she did not see this coming as a huge conflict.
I didn't really see any risk of not being vaccinated.
Now, it is worth noting that we also don't have long-term data on getting COVID and how that's going to impact people's health and children's health in the long term. So just worth noting that as well. So that was his argument, and that was Heather's argument, and they just could not come to an agreement.
So has the number of cases like this in family court gone up during COVID?
Yes. It's hard to quantify exactly, in part because family court cases are harder to get public records on than other cases since kids are involved. But all the lawyers I've talked to have said, you know, it was very rare before COVID to get vaccine-related custody disputes. I talked to one lawyer in Bucks County who said she maybe saw one or two of these cases ever in her multi-decade career, and now her office probably sees one of these cases a week. So it's exponential growth in the wake of the COVID vaccines.
And in the courtroom, what does a judge have to consider? What factors are at play here?
So the standard that a judge is looking out for in these cases is, you know, which parent is looking out for the best interest of the child. And so what attorneys told me, you know, a judge might be keeping an ear out for is evidence that a parent is, in fact, motivated by something other than that, right? So maybe there's evidence presented that that parent was particularly vocal at a school board meeting, speaking out against mask wearing policies at school. That feels like it's coming from a more politically motivated place than deciding what is best for an individual child. So things like that are what a judge is keeping an eye out for. The other end of the spectrum, something that sort of demonstrates a parent would be looking out for the best interest of their child, is presenting a note from a pediatrician which recommends that the child get the vaccine, and the parent saying, listen, that I'm just trying to follow the sound medical advice of my doctor.
Are the judges in these cases equipped to tackle the scientific aspects of these decisions?
I don't want to put words in the judges' mouths, but I would think they would be the first to say no. They are not trying to be in the business of diagnostics or, you know, reviewing necessarily the scientific evidence. What they want is they want that recommendation coming from the professionals, from the doctors. I think, you know, in most cases where you have a pediatrician recommending that the particular kids involved in the case get the vaccine, in most of those cases, you're going to see the decisions falling in favor of the parent who wants to vaccinate, just because exactly what you said, judges don't really feel equipped to make the scientific decisions. What they want is experts who can make those decisions to be offering recommendations.
Then what did end up happening to the kids that you looked at?
Ultimately, the judge did rule in favor of Heather, and Heather took the kids and got them vaccinated.
That's a fascinating story. Thank you for telling us about it, Nina.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Nina Feldman, journalist based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She reported this story for public radio station WHYY in Philly.